art and a show at the Up 4 Gallery devoted to digital art. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre.
Tune in to KBOO Thursday, October 17th from noon until 4 p.m. for 4 hours of the best in African and Afro-Caribbean music with DJ Charlie of the World Beat Connection and me, Andy Hosh from Africa Oye, as we jointly occupy the air room spinning some of our all-time favorite grooves. That's the World Beat Connection and Africa Oye's Fall Membership Drive Special. Noon to 4 p.m., Thursday, October the 17th, here on KBOO Portland.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. And this morning, because we are in membership drive, I want to thank Janet Anderson for engineering the show today. Thanks so much, Janet. And let listeners know that Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. And I believe that this morning, later in the show, we're going to be joined by Justin Miller, who is going to tell you exactly how you can contribute to this amazing station, how your support makes you part of a family of committed people who value awareness of the community immediately around them here in Cascadia and the greater world outside. Well, this morning, of course, yesterday was Columbus Day, and he didn't prove the earth was round. He didn't discover America. He didn't set foot in North America. Nonetheless, he was an incredibly brutal viceroy, governor of the Caribbean islands, where he did touch down. There is nothing remotely noble in his undertaking, not the goals and not the man himself. In fact, we should be celebrating Viking Day. The race here in the Cascadia, right here in Multnomah County, to fill Jeff Cogan's seat at the top of Multnomah County politics officially kicked off yesterday. Across the country, privacy fears are growing. Cities who were given these grants, federal money, ostensibly to allow them to pursue the terrorists and wage sort of eternal war on terror. Instead, actually, and Oakland is a notable case in point, are using that money instead to survey their own citizens. It's more increasingly elaborate spy technology. And in D.C., what legislators are overlooking is the fact that this shutdown is not viewed as just another cute, quirky little mess-up on the part of America. Nope. This has permanently damaged America's standing in the eyes of the world. No one has taken that into account. The legislators responsible for the mess consider this that we are so beloved by the world that they're looking with forgiving. They're viewing this in the light of forgiveness and the milk of human kindness. Nope. No, this is we are Argentina, we're Russia, we are any number of countries that have faced debt crises and not behaved in a manner that is commensurate with their vast power. Quickly, first, before we're going to speak this morning with Pratap Chatterjee. We began a conversation on Friday, as listeners may remember, and we're going to continue that conversation in the light of new revelations of the NSA's involvement in your life and mine, and particularly the life of citizens of Oakland, California. Here in Cascadia, however, we've got a sunny day ahead with a high near 66, and it's a bit breezy. Tonight, expect fog, partly cloudy skies, and a low around 42. And for tomorrow, again, we start out a bit socked in, clearing, burning off to clear skies, highs near 65. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 44. To briefly hit a few high notes as far as the alternative forecast is concerned, we have a waxing gibbous moon. The moon's 10 days old. It's a flower moon in Aquarius, which sounds lovely, and we are pushing up towards a full moon. But most of the outlook for those who routinely get their hands dirty is holding steady. Same advice obtains pretty much across the board. Leaving that aside, that's the alternative as well as the conventional weather for you. And I want to go straight into the interview of the day. We didn't remark on Columbus's antics in the Caribbean, though they do in fact rival that of some tourists on the cruise ships in their vicious cruelty, absurdity, and disregard for locals, though most tourists don't engage in beheadings and that sort of, or hunting the natives for sport. Nonetheless, we have definitely done our share of damage to local cultures. Moving right along, Pratap Chatterjee joins us again today. He is the executive director of Court Watch and the author of Halliburton's Army and Iraq Incorporated. We touched on the data hackers mining your information for Big Brother. And today, I would like to ask about some of the emerging facts, the evidence that money, which was ostensibly given to cities, either way, I mean, fighting the eternal war on terror is absurd. On the other hand, using that money to further NSA surveillance is dangerous. Good morning, Pratap, and thank you so much for being back with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I noticed the 510 area. Are you currently in Oakland?
I'm in Berkeley, which is the city just to the north.
Just to the north, yeah. Well, we have a story here. Oakland police are the happy-go-lucky recipients of federal grants to the tune of $7 million. In order for the city to wage war on terror, and the mean streets of Oakland, and it turns out that the companies that make the big data tools, it's for them, but this NSA business is simply another business opportunity, and a rather unlikely windfall. It's extraordinary. It's like sort of like Kaiser Sose and the Usual Suspects. We've got the Port of Oakland being theoretically being protected, but the money goes to the police. How does that work?
Well, this is sort of a pot of money that is available for innovative and unusual ways of protecting, quote-unquote, the homeland. And actually, a lot of cities use these kinds of projects with a variety of different kinds of financing, including money from the federal government. New York City, for example, has done lots of things. And it's not just in the United States. Countries or cities around the world have similar projects, not with federal financing, of course, to monitor, quote-unquote, urban unrest and terrorism and that sort of thing. Brazil, for example, Rio has been installing a very large system, set it up a couple of years ago in anticipation of the Olympics coming down the road, by which essentially what they do is they create these sort of domain awareness centers. That's what it's called in Oakland. And they scoop up lots of data, license plates from security cameras, In the case of New York, actually, they have a system that uses surveillance cameras with license plate readers, but radiation sensors, criminal databases, and terrorist suspect lists. The ones in Oakland are very similar in that sense, and they could take data from witness testimony. I mean, that's traditionally how they do it, is they use witness testimony. But instead, over here, what they're doing is they're using sound sensors to pick up gunshots. This is something that was actually in the news a few months ago, where they install microphones around areas that are supposed to be high crime areas, and so if there's a gunshot, they try to triangulate as to exactly where the gunshot came from, and then they merge that, let's say, with databases of, let's say, phone calls made in the vicinity, and so they can narrow down. They say, okay, well, the gunshot came, we estimate that it came from 1500 Broadway, just I'm making that up. Well, who was at 1500 Broadway at that particular time? Let's look at cell phone traffic. And since your cell phone is constantly pinging towers, telling them where they are so that you can receive phone calls, make phone calls, or get directions, it knows precisely who's in that area that's using a cell phone, unless, of course, you're not using a cell phone. And then they can say, well, okay, at precisely 10 p.m. at 1500 Broadway, these five individuals had cell phones in that vicinity.
And that is indeed terrifying. Patrick, we're in the middle of membership drive. We have to thank you so much for that. I'm sorry to cut you off. And I go to the membership hall.
And that's us. Thank you so much, Chris. Hard-hitting information, chilling information, brought to you on Air Cascadia with Chris Andre, as she does every weekday here on KBOO at 10 o'clock. You can hear chilling information, insightful commentary, and analysis on today's issues brought to you as only Chris Andre can. It's well worth your support right now. Just dial 877-500-5266. Support Air Cascadia. Support public affairs on KBOO, your community radio station. You can also join us online at kboo.fm.
And we have a modest goal for Chris's Air Cascadia, $150, and we're making progress. Just $30 to go here. So there are thousands of you listening right now. Why don't you take her over the top, as it were? Toll free, 877-500-5266. You can do that online at kboo.fm. Not only did they say we couldn't survive by giving away our product, they said we couldn't bring in people to do a daily newscast for free. Well, we're proving them all wrong, folks, and it's thanks to you in Radio Land for making that all possible. 877-500-KBOO.
I want to thank Carol, a new member in Hood River. Thank you so much, Carol, for joining KBOO this morning. I want to thank Costco, a new member in Northeast Portland. Thank you so much, Costco. And I want to thank Linda. Linda upped her pledge.
Now up yours.
You can do it by calling 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. You know that really the gift you are getting is KBOO in your speakers, in your earbuds, here keeping you company. However it is that you partake in this media, you know that you rely on us for the news and information that you choose to consume so that you can take right action in your life. Please give us a call and let us know that as much as you value KBOO, you are willing to support KBOO right now with just a sustaining membership of $5 a month, $15 a month, $25 a month. Think about what it is you can afford to enrich your entire community with, and then give us a call and let us know what your decision is. 877-500-5266. I also want to thank Lee, a renewing member in Salem. Thank you so much, Lee. We appreciate that very much. We want to hear from you. 877 877- 800-500-5266.
Like it or not, folks, in this society, how we spend our money says something about the kind of life we intend to lead. And we know that you have been listening for years and years, and we're not asking you to break the bank, but we are asking you to vote with a few of your hard-won pennies, nickels, and dimes. We're asking you to get involved, because how we spend our time along the radios also says something about what kind of life we're going to lead. And you have chosen non-commercial, non-corporate, real people making real radio with real voices. 877-500-KBOO.
Today on Flashpoints, immigrants' rights activists take their battle to the streets of Phoenix, Arizona, in a direct attempt to confront right-wing racist Sheriff Joseph Arpaio. We'll have a report from the streets, and Oliver Stone's The Untold History of the United States delves deeply into why the U.S. atomic bombed Japan twice, even though the Japanese were ready to surrender. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoint. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. And we take it now to Phoenix, Arizona, where we're joined by a good friend of this show, Gabriel Hernandez. He is a mover and shaker in the day labor movement around the Bay Area and around the country. He's a human rights activist. And, well, Gabriel Hernandez, you're in Phoenix, Arizona now. What are you doing?
Yes. Hi, how are you doing, Dennis?
Good. Thank you.
We're here attending a conference that was organized by a number of groups, one in particular, the National Day Labor Organizing Network. The conference is called No One, Not One More Deportation. And basically, it was a gathering of a bunch of groups throughout the country to put together a strategy to try and get Obama, President Obama, to administratively take action to stop deportations. And so the strategy